Hi there, and welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and video show which brings you role models sharing their leadership lessons, knowledge, and experience from around the world. To date, we've spoken to hundreds of successful individuals, and if you're new to the channel, please subscribe so you won't miss a new episode. I'm your host, Fritz Bussemaker, and today I'm delighted and privileged to have a conversation with Jacob Lee. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here with you.
For the audience, allow me to introduce you, Jacob. You are currently the executive advisor at Qualcomm. So if I look at your career, I see a solid career of 20, 30 years in telecommunications. So first question, how does a PhD in philosophy end up working in the telco industry?
As you said of this, I worked in telecom domain. This year is already 37 years since 1986. I have many, many experiences. Especially, I believe I lived in three circles of telecom development, starting from the modernization, but let me say digitalization of telephone networks, and then move to the packetization like IP, all telecom networks turning to the IP. And then we are talking about fixed mobile convergence, all these today's broadband. It's a really integrated situation. So with my experience, three circles of that, that's not the simple technology issue.
Yeah.
That's a human issue linked with the human nature, following of this cultural background, each national geographic specifics, environment, now climate change, all this, even AI ethic issue, all this is linked with together. So I'm curious myself how this is media or media communication is interact with this philosophical aspect. That is what I did. So I was very much interested in this aspect. So I think that's one of the reasons how my experience and my study will contribute or even develop myself of this little more human-oriented aspect.
Wow, that is such a great explanation, Jacob. I've never realized the relevance putting into that context.
Mm-hmm.
Does that also mean you always ask the question why we are doing this?
Yeah. You know, time to time, that was really a question as raised during the COVID-19 time. The whole of the world really almost paused. We didn't expect, even I never expected during my lifetime, we had a such a complete lockdown, whole of the world lockdown, almost 3 years. Then think about what is the technology really means. Technology is very essential, especially like digital today. ICT technology has a huge influence of our human development. There's no doubt at all. But what is the objective of this technology development? We are easily now questioning about AI, such negative impact to the human beings, AI ethics, or AI good. We have many, many subjects, but always technology comes first, and then question is follows. But most of the question is how human beings, how communities, how society, how global world. So that would be serious subject for me. So I always is question about myself is why, for what?
Okay. Let me see if I can tie this question to the fact that you first moved, worked for a very fast moving industry, the telco industry. And having had a little bit of experience myself personally, that's a fast-paced industry where people have short-term objectives because things change, we need to implement this. So Once you moved from a telco industry to a UN agency, because the ITU, that's the International Telecom Union, based out of Geneva, then all of a sudden you move into a system where you could say actions seem to slow out. Well, they are much, much slower than in one industry in the other industry. How did you relate to both industries? One fast-paced, the other, well, perceived to be very bureaucratic and slow-moving.
That's, I think it's, this is a difference of these perspectives or a difference of weighing the values. As I said before, I had a three times of the life cycle of telecom development. Even last almost 30 years, how we are vastly changed. You are quite right. Yeah, I really lived in the very fast industry development in the middle of 1980s when I start digitalization of telephone network is serious questions. Whole of the world challenged it, and the Korea quite well success of that within around 5 years, and they quickly moved to the broadband. Broadband is come up. But it's only end of 1990s. We just start the broadband. You remember at that time is connecting the village,
Yes.
connecting the world, connecting the village. That is our motive. We just continue and year beginning of year 2010, around the year 2010, we our motto changed, connecting the people, connecting the with the mobile development. That was happening only 25 years. And after that, middle of 20, I believe 2010, around 2015, is started with this connecting the things. Is connecting the people is done, or connecting the things. We are try more details of this connect, such a very fast. But I believe this is not just a slowdown of this telecom business, telecom industry, because the role of telecom is at the beginning is really connecting the communities, connecting the world is great. But as after having of that, as the role is becoming essential infrastructure, not the covering the service and application. Service applications, we are really opening Open API, or this all really opening the global world, opening other communities. So rather than slow down, we are focusing on this essential infrastructure. As you really recognize, essential infrastructure always need something guidance from the proper right governance, which is need member state engagement. In this regard, ITU as a UN special agency is the right place. We have to talk about policy, governance, regulations, definitely how to promote competition, how to provide universal service, how to improve of these technologies. That is the right, I think it's a UN agency, as ITU is the right place. With that, I believe outside the world, free marketplace, they activate of their development. So that's what I want to say of this, something different of perspectives.
No, I fully get. I'm on board in what you just said. I'm just wondering, as a human, as an individual, in one industry, it's very fast moving and going through all the phases, as you mentioned. In the other, there's much more diplomacy, a need for agreement and alignment. So that, is a completely different environment to work in. And I was just wondering how you adapt, how you've been able to adapt from working in one environment to another environment.
It took, let me make of this as my experience, as a personal experience, is it took time, especially from the technical engineer. I was a technical engineer, heavily engaged with this technical standard development based on ITU. So my first activity started in 1987, so quite a long time experience. So I have a certain time to learn from our seniors and the senior engineers, and also this ITU has quite a good guidance how to engage the international standard development. As you recognize, standard domain is a very special domain, very essential for the industry development. But the value of a standard is now slightly changing now, but we need, standard is a result of our written agreement. Yeah? The consequent final deliverable, final is the document, how we can get together. Even we are technical engineer, when we sit together on the table, we understand the technology, but we have to find out how to write it down with the agreement statement. There's a need some of the diplomacy or diplomatic skills. We called negotiation. Time to time, ITU, we called for the standard. Yeah, everybody equally unhappy. We try to make everybody equally unhappy. That's the solution. That is naturally giving me, oh, I didn't think about that was a diplomacy, but it's that gives me some of a chance to learn about naturally how to transforming or how to adapt from technology domain to these diplomatic domains. So that's what I experienced, and as a result, I believe it is from year 2015. I had a chance to serve as a director of ITU. Because of this, I already collected many experience.
I like your phrasing that diplomacy negotiation is making everybody equally unhappy.
Very, very unfortunate, but that's the best way we found for the moment.
Well, why wouldn't you rephrase it as making everybody happy? Or is there a benefit of pointing out that you have to compromise, so being a little bit of unhappy?
The technology is each, even our goal might be same, but we have different technologies. Standard is finding the commonality. We are not standard is not just collecting all the technologies, especially international standard. International standard collect commonality as much as possible, which is applied to the international community altogether. So this is a very difficult moment. We recognize some case, the proposal is really fantastic, the best proposal, but something not aligned with others. And how we can accommodate as a one unique standard, international standard. So that is, we try say, sorry about, it's a specific part. We know you are unhappy, but others also sacrifice. But with that, equally unhappy is a way to maximize interoperability between different technologies. If we can say of this, the best happy, best condition, we may sacrifice interoperability. But that is the very basic nature of international standard. But as I said, international standard, the standard technical standards, the meaning value is now quite changed. We have to think about.
Curious, does the standard get determined by a majority, or does everybody have to agree on the standard? So would a standard be adopted if somebody would veto the results?
That there are some of the rules. following of this WTO, this trade value agreement, is a guidance of this any trading that's adopted this international standard. That is, they got some immunized from the trading agreement. That is very serious. We call it TBD. That is quite a serious conditions. They identify some of the important issue is international standard is developed by consensus. This
Okay.
is very critical word, by consensus, not a majority. By consensus is very critical word, and then is have a good right to immunize of this trade barrier issue. So in this sense, ITU from the beginning, ITU is the, I believe, so one of unique organizations having worked together with the member state industry and individual expert. We have our very strong rules, all standard developed by consensus. So that is a very critical issue for international standard.
Okay, and what's the benefit of trying to reach consensus versus going for the majority? What does it add at the end of the day?
There's some pros and cons, definitely. If we think about very fast movement and specifically from the server platforms and the service and applications at the higher layers, there's a very fast change. So it might be building agreed by consensus, it take too long. So it might be not appropriate for that areas. But could be good for majority votings of this. So many forums and the consortia, they choose of that directions. But in case of this consensus driven, like especially ITU, ISO, IEC, is most of all of them is agreed by member state engagement as well, which means all government agreed. It means after it took a long time, little longer then, but after agreement, all nations is equally applied. So that'll be a great benefit, especially in the area of essential infrastructures like optical networks, optical cable connections, how we transmission systems, how security, how interoperability, all these kind of things. Is a really essential of these ICT systems, which need as much as possible common agreement of many member state and the industries. In this regard, consensus driven has a benefit.
Okay. Thank you. Chesha, different question. In the career you have described so far, what are the, say, the most memorable milestones where you feel this is has been a life or a career changing moment?
For me, from the technology part of view, first, because I'm a technical engineer, the technical aspect, I was one of guy to initiate so-called at that time is next generation networks
Okay.
from year 2000. Main objective is how we get turning over the legacy digital telephone networks to IP-based, all IP-based, which is really the meaningful way to building integrated network infrastructure. At the beginning, it was very challenging. When I raised all of this, I didn't call at that time NGM. We needed something integrated. I was a guy who raised all these questions. It took quite almost 2 years, and then at that time I was one of the vice chair of a study group in ITU. ITU took a decision to launch the first focus group called Focus Group on NGN. With that, whole of the world industry joined together. We had a full effort to develop NGN around 10 years. So now whole of network is now IP integrated.
Okay.
That is one of a great milestone from the technology point of view.
When you first raised that question, when you raised it for yourself, did you know then at the moment, yes, this is how we should approach it, or did that develop over time? Did it grow over time? So, was it an epiphany, or was it something you gradually realized?
At the beginning, around 1.5 years, I tried because I have a sense this should be the right direction. But I need a confirmation. I need colleagues who support me, friends, colleagues working together in the same direction. So I organized workshop. That was not normal. Currently is normal in IT/OT study group. They easily organize a workshop together. But as when I asked to my study group chair, "Hey, I want to have a workshop." "Hey, Joseph, this is a contribution driven. What is the meaning of a workshop?" "Yeah, this is contribution driven, but I need something brainstorming to invite contributions." The first workshop was this kind of proposed to show all the technical landscape, how this is complicated, how many di so many different verticals and the vertical networks now existed. But we easily found the top of these diagrams. Oh, there are many commons. Why we have to leave of this full vertical? So people joining with me, this workshop is continuous, really get popular. So it's becoming the biggest event in this study group activities. So around 1.5 years, we recognize, oh, we need a separate group. So that is building up, like a building consensus. Had a not formally agreed, but we share same directions. So that is how I can develop of this subject. So that is a great moment for me.
Okay, so the lesson learned that if people have an idea or a concept which is could be significant or radical, trust your gut feelings, but test the waters as you did, and that might take some time, more time than you realize, but it can lead to great things, which is it's currently the norm how we communicate.
Yeah, maybe another point of this with your questions, from my personal career point of view and personality, when I first attended this ITU, it was 1987. At the time, nobody knows the guy from Korea. It was people say, "Oh, Korea? Where is it? Seoul? I don't know." That Korea is really not very popular like today. Today is K-pop, K-tech, many things as K-food, something K. But at the time, is nobody. I was very nervous. Really challenged. Even English is not my mother tongue. So having all this foreign language, attending international meetings, such a high-level international meeting, expert groups. It's really challenging. So I did all my effort. I'm the one of the guy who submit contributions to ITU at the beginning of this from Korea. Nobody recognized, but I continued. I never missed over any single meeting since 1987. So people slightly recognize my contribution, but I have a great moment. One of my senior, he's a French guy. He worked at the France Telecom. He suddenly invited me to one of European workshop, and he announced he planned to retire, and he proposed me to take over his position as Working Party chair. He just proposed me. I was shocked. Hey, why me? This is a European position. But he said, "You are the best. You are a real expert in this group. You are the best." He looked at, but he couldn't find out. Just, "You are the best. So what can I do? You got a permission from your company. Then I will do." He did, and very fortunately, the management of this study group, they recognized my contribution more than 10 years. They really welcome me as the management. That was great to change. So that gives me completely down of these barriers. Country barrier, people barrier, generation barrier. No. I learned of this. I learned from this nice French gentleman how to hand over this, how to provide when time is coming. That is great, great moment for me to learn of this change of milestone, big milestone of my life.
Jacob, well done. This also reminds me of the idea that you have to invest time. You specifically younger generation, and I'm generalizing a lot, I realize, always want things to move quickly. They want it now. And what you're saying is also it sometimes it takes years to get somewhere, to be rewarded. So for me, it's also a lesson of tenacity. Keep on grinding, keep on doing the content, and eventually that will lead to the results you'd be looking and hoping for.
Yet, this is also through my life. This international activities is really gives me how I really become professional, and the really meaning, what is the meaning of this professional? I know this each country by the culture, the level of professional should be different. What I learned is international professional. That is what I learned. It took a time. Especially like me from non-English country, at the time as one of developing countries, has nothing about the ICT technologies. There's huge barriers to joining of these international communities. So I always ask to contact the people even during when I come to the meeting. I ask them to this contact this try. Even when I have a business trip from the when I worked in the Korea Telecom, KT, ask business trip. One of the condition is in your company, do you have any expert in ITU? Work in ITU. They have expert. Please allow me to meet them 30 minutes. I want. Every time I ask them how I can become expert in ITU, they teach me. You read the document, or even I still remember with that one of hotel in Geneva. I can't follow the English. My English was terrible. So we had a cassette tape recording all this, the meeting, and with my colleague. So the whole night we listen. Did you get it? Replay. Did you get it? No. We replay, reading the whole document. It patient. It really patient. Even next day, not enough time to follow it. But gives me good capabilities, good power. Because it's not just one step jump up. It's collected one by piece collected together as very firm capabilities.
Hey, Jason, I really want to thank you because what you're doing, you're showing us what happens behind the scenes. On the surface, people would say, okay, somebody's coming to the meeting, he's prepared, he knows the stuff. But you also are showing that sometimes it does take to sit in a hotel room, listen to the tapes, trying to understand what's done. That's something a lot of people don't see.
Yeah, because this is what I learned from senior or expert. When I ask them, they didn't, what they teach me or guide me is you read the whole document. They didn't give just a one-shot solution. No. Hey, please read the document. That is great, definitely patient, but gives some certain times after this become my own capabilities. If you got us, I want to highlight of this if there's any young people to listen of this. If you got some of a one-time solutions, it's good for solving of your current problems, but be careful. That doesn't mean you have enough capabilities to solve them. That's a different story. The personal ability is different. Always this ability need patience. Without patience, having all these good capabilities, I don't believe it's a really working way.
Bishop, that's very good advice to those young people out there listening to us. We're almost out of time. Before we have to leave, as mentioned in the beginning, you're currently the executive advisor at Qualcomm. Just a couple of words. What kind of advice do you give Qualcomm? And what
Yeah, since I retired this ITU, my main subject is how support of these communities. I worked in the international domain more than 30 years, as I said. But now the value is changed. Environment is changed. Let me say, everybody talking about today is a digital transformation is such wonderful. I've no doubt I really wish the support of that. But digital transformation should not be our objective. Digital transformation, digital is a technology always change. New technology always coming. And transformation is a process. You need a better understanding how to transform, like regulations, communities, we have to understand. But even this digital transformation, its main objective is how provide smartness to the people, how we can make a community more sustainable. That is our objectives. So time to time, we are misunderstood. Implement digital transformation is our goal, our objectives. I accomplish my objectives. No, I don't believe so. We provide smartness and sustainability. Taking into account all given conditions, especially after the COVID-19. In this regard, I'm focusing how provide value to the community. So Qualcomm AS main objective is community creator. We try to collect the knowledge. Based on this collected knowledge, we try collaborative actions, specifically even technology, digital transformation is especially tailoring to the community. International standard, we have many technical standards, but issue is how we can tailor to my community. This maybe if I want to say, those young entrepreneurs, okay, looking for the global market, that's great, but please start from your community. Your community is always waiting some solutions. We need some technology bring to smartness and tailoring specific people's or people's need and take into account of this environment. So this is why I said I'm a founder of this Qualcomm, but as I want to say of this, I'm an executive advisor because I wish to advise is anyone need of this in this regard. So last year I have some experience, have some chance to give my advice to the energy saving aspect of the data center or something like that. So I wish to continue this.
Hey, Jessup, I think you've proven why philosophy is such a relevant part of your career by continuously asking ourselves and the people around you, why are we doing this? So thank you for helping us, giving an answer to that question. Wish you success in, helping people raise the why question and solving and answering that question. And thank you so much for sharing your insights for the brand called you.
Yes, thank you very much. It's giving me such a great opportunity. I wish all young entrepreneurs, young people have a greater success, including of this your part as well.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.